Have you wondered why some of the things that you are doing aren't moving the needle in your finances like you thought it would? Today, we dive into the podcast archive again and tackle the money skills component of your money headquarters so you can start to enjoy managing your money again. Let's get started. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. Let's begin by getting on board or on the same page on what is money skills. What are the money skills? So money skills, as I defined it in my book, Her Money Matters, are the skills, both traditional and non-traditional, necessary to manage your financial life. Traditional money skills include what is commonly known as budgeting. A non-traditional money skill would be to understand what intensity of budgeting you need in your current season of your life. When I started this podcast 8 years ago, you would hear a ton of conversation in the personal finance space about saving money, couponing, being frugal. This was the thing being preached time and time again. From the get-go, even on the podcast, I talked how I was not messing around with coupons because they took too much of my time and I could use my time in other ways that were more effective and that could save more. In solo episode 342, I share why you should focus on more income instead. In episode 98, we tackle inconsistent income because honestly, it can be tough to budget. It can be tough to plan and to manage it. So I invited some personal finance bloggers that shared their tips.
I have a bonus tip for you as well. So besides the six steps, let me go really quickly over the six steps. Knowing the minimum amount that you need to live on, so knowing those expenses, and you decide what minimum means for you. Step number two is knowing that minimum income that you are confident that you'll get on a monthly basis. Step three is having clarity on those goals that you want to save for. Step four is having a plan for the bigger income months. Step number five is putting away for that emergency fund, both for business and personal. And step number six is all about automating everything and really knowing that you're in charge. Okay. The bonus tip that I have for you is to read Profit First by Mike, and I'm going to butcher his last name. So sorry, Mike. Mike Michalowicz. I hope that was okay. Anyway, so it's a great read, even if you're in the beginning phases, or maybe you start reading it and you're like, I can't implement all of this yet. It's good to know and build up to. So I wanted to make sure that you're aware of that book. If you haven't read it already, definitely read it. I'll be sure to put a link in the show notes for that. Now, as far as some tips from my FinCon friends, I have Travis Hornsby from Student Loan Planner that he shares his tip for saving is to build up to at least $10,000 in the bank. And once you got that number, it's your psychological security blanket. Then you don't have to worry about a huge income swings nearly as much and can devote any excess to investing either back into your business or into the markets. So that was the tip that he shared. And then Stephanie McCullough from Sophia Financial, she writes, get really clear on your subsistent level of monthly spending, literally just to live. Sound familiar, right? Then in months when you have more, have a very specific plan as to where it goes. I'm glad she agrees with me. And she writes, continues to write, it might be the first $250 goes to general spending, a general spending account. After that, the split is 10% for the tax account. You can't forget taxes. I didn't mention that earlier. 25% for your emergency fund until you reach your goal, a 25% for general spending, 20% for retirement, 20% for fund money. Of course, she says she made up the split. These are just generalities and she just made the percentages up. You can do how you want. And she writes that it would be obviously customized to the person's situation and goals. And she's also, like me, a big fan of naming accounts for different purposes. So thanks for that, Stephanie. And then I have Donna Friedman from DonnaFriedman.com, and she writes to do a financial fire drill. And she says, make a list of minimum monthly expenses, food, shelter, basic utilities, obligations that must be met. Example, student loans or child support. And now that you know how relatively little you need to live, it should be easier to take a deep breath. Next, add in things to make life nicer, such as Netflix or lunch or dinner out once a week. This way, things should still look affordable. If you pay quarterly, set aside a percentage of each payday for taxes. Ideally, you'd include a certain amount of cash to go into the emergency fund. You fund each of these categories consistently.
Another money skill to work on is changing how you manage your money so you actually enjoy it. In this episode, way back from when I started the podcast, episode 36, I discuss exactly this.
If you're currently logging into your bank account or looking at your bank account via your smartphone and it freaks you out and it overwhelms, you can change that. And you can change that one way you can change it, not just by simplifying how you manage your money, but it is one way that will help you change that feeling of overwhelm. So you can log in and have that feeling of joy.
Simplifying your money and getting rid of the overwhelm can literally be in changing the tool you use. Let's say you detest spreadsheets, but maybe a phone app you have heard your friends rave about you are considering, and maybe you're more apt to use it and be consistent with. The key thing that you should ask yourself is what can work in your life while keeping things simple, and what will help you be more consistent with what you need to do with your finances. It's all about making sure that what you're doing fits in your life and that you can continue to use it and take those actions consistently. I hope this dive back into time to the money skills part of your money headquarters was useful. If you haven't listened in full to those episodes that were mentioned, they will be linked up in the show notes, so be sure to check those out. Next week, we are wrapping up our celebration of 8 years, and I will be sharing what you can expect with some changes we are making. And of course, I want you to help me celebrate. And with that, I do have an ask for you. If this podcast has made a difference in any shape, way, or form in your financial life, and if you are realizing right now, you know what? I have never hit the follow button for some reason. I just kind of come back to the podcast, or I have never rated and reviewed this podcast. I would love it if you do that. I would love it if you follow. I would love it if you rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Then take a screenshot, send it to me at jen@jenhemphill.com or share it on social, but make sure to tag me and you will automatically be entered to win a budget review where you're going to send me how it is that you're budgeting, and I'm going to send you back some feedback in the form of video so you can improve where needed. Okay, that's it. Ciao.